Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, James Withall. Rupert Resources is focused in northern Finland. The company holds the Rupert Lapland project. Now, this project is split up into a few different areas and discoveries, the most well-known being the Ikkari discovery, which was made back in 2020, so not even that long ago, and the company already released a resource of almost 4 million ounces at 2.5 grams per ton gold. That was released more in the middle of September of last year, 2021. Company also has some other new discoveries, such as the Haina South area, as well as Haina North, and a few other areas on this project that are being explored. The company did just release some news last week, January 18th, some more high-grade results from infill drilling at that Ikkari deposit, as well as follow-up drilling to expand on that recent Haina Central discovery. James, before we get into these results, can you just remind everybody of the drill program last year, how many meters it encompassed, and the overall strategy around that drill program, please?
Yeah, well, thanks very much for the time, as ever, and welcome, everyone. Look, yeah, last year was, we drilled probably in the order of 50 to 60,000 meters last year. And I guess, as you said, we made the discovery of Ikkari. I guess we had the first sniffs in Area 1 in April 19, but yeah, Ikkari discovery was made at the end of March in 2020. So yeah, we got back on the ground in the summer, and then yeah, a lot of last year's budget drilling in 2021 was really just pushing on Ikkari and expanding that. It was such a good discovery, and you know, from those early holes, we just had to commit a lot of our funds to that drilling. And I guess that was our whole approach with the team. Said you know, they were hunting for plus $2 billion NSR value style deposits, and everything else was sort of put to the side. So when we started to drill Ikkari, we thought, well, it's going to be at least that. Obviously, last year was pretty focused on that. And so we released our maiden resource at Ikkari in September, but the actual drill cutoff for that was back on in May of last year. So I only had 36,000 meters of drilling into it. Now we're well over 50,000 meters of drilling into it at the end of last year. So yeah, things have moved on quite a lot since then.
Well, James, just before we get into the nitty-gritty of some of the recent results, I think it was interesting what you were sharing with us before we started recording about just the journey of how you've grown the amount of drill rigs and where the focus has grown from 2 rigs to 6 rigs. Would you mind walking our audience through that just to show just the trajectory of growth and exploration?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of being this whole systematic approach, as the guys have learned more about the area. This is a true greenfields exploration area. As we've learned more and they got more confident, we've built up the team. Now, this time last year, we had 2 rigs running over the winter. Now we've got 6 rigs running. So this time last year, two rigs basically at Ikkari. This year, we've got 4 rigs at Ikkari, and we've got 2 rigs dedicated to other explorations. So I guess the same process that found Ikkari is still going on, looking for hopefully the next Ikkari and beyond, whilst you know, the getting on with the job in hand of pushing that through. And I guess it's for us, it's not about drill rigs. It's about, you know, we've been doing this or building up this knowledge since 2017 in the area. So we've built up our team, all these Finnish guys that work for us, the geologists, the techs in the background. So it's quite a slick machine when you go there now. The core comes in, they got a deadline to get it into the lab within 4 days, that's logged and through the system and into the lab, and all the process that goes with that. And you know, everyone knows the issues with lab turnaround. So it's important to be efficient at our end and get that going. So it's quite the different operation now. And this year we're hoping to do 80,000 meters with a lot of that front-ended into this current quarter that we're in right now.
All right, let's talk about some of these results, starting off with the infill drilling at the Ikkari deposit. More in the, I believe, central section of the deposit. A couple of the headline holes that you have here is 3.8 grams per ton gold over 102 meters. This also includes almost 7 grams per ton gold over 42 meters. This is in drill hole 12-11-25. Now, again, this is from the central part of this deposit. James, what's this going to do to further improve the resource? And also considering that these are, again, slightly higher grades than the overall resource average.
Yeah, look, we had a pretty robust resource grade anyway at 2.5 grams, but obviously that was on quite wide spacing. What did the, 80 meter spacing, a lot of that along strike. So now you start to fill it in and get this, and that just builds up the confidence in the model. At this point in time, it's certainly supportive of the grade. You should potentially have a positive factor on the grade. But I think, the problem with these holes, they look, the headline 3.8 grams over 102. Actually, if you go into the last page of our press release, and sometimes people never get it, and actually see the intervals when you split them out, I think in that hole there were like 50, between 15 and 20 single intervals over 10 grams. But there were no big intervals. There was nothing over an ounce in there. So it's not a skewed drill hole. You haven't got like a very short part of that being mineralized. It's just the fact that you see in Ikkari, you get these multiple hits of like double figures in grams per ton. And when you start putting those into your block model, well, we'll see. We'll be doing a new resource for the PEA that we're going to do in the summer. So hopefully those will all be pretty positive to that outcome.
Yeah, that higher grade really helps out with the block modeling. It really adds ounces quickly, so always a good thing. Another thing, James, though, on this is that Haina Central area, you had a couple of good hits in there, too. Just remind folks where that is relative to Ikkari and how that may, be a supporting satellite area.
Absolutely. So Haina Central, it was one of the early discoveries that we made, pre-Ikkari, actually. And it's a slightly different system. It's copper and gold. And we've had some really nice hits there now, sort of 50 plus meters at a gram, plus 1.5% copper. We've done some early met work. It's very easy to extract that as a flotation concentrate. The gold's not refractory in any way. But the more we've been, this year was the first time we really drilled that systematically. And that was one of the programs we were running in like October, November last year. So that's why you're just seeing some of the results. And shaping up really nicely. And the fact that it's just 1K from Ikkari is brilliant as a potential satellite to any future development there. So our plan is to drill that one. And we have another thing called Haina South that we're drilling right now, and to bring those into a study, this PEA study. So start to unlock, demonstrate the potential to unlock not just the value of Ikkari, but these satellites with that, which, they all go to make a better project. That's the key thing.
James, I also want you to elaborate a little bit more on this eastern side of the Ikkari deposit, because I believe the thought here was that maybe this part of the deposit didn't tie together as well, wasn't as high of grades, but you did have some results back from that area during this press release, and you got some pretty decent grades again. Some of the grades that I'm seeing here are 12.6 grams per ton gold over 8 meters. You also had a 24 meter intercept of 4.2 grams per ton gold. What's some of the developments in this eastern side of this deposit?
Yeah, this is really encouraging for the team, because in the early days we were just getting these sort of higher grade narrower zones, and the guys were struggling a bit to link it together. And I think the market was maybe thinking, oh, it dies off to the east, the structure doesn't, it's cut off for some reason. I think the big change in these latest eastern results is that we're starting to do systematic drill hole infill drilling on this, and when we're doing that, we're beginning to see that the vertical structure is there. This zone is relatively wide. You're having hits from maybe 8 meters through to 24 plus meters, and in some places wider than that, but consistently nice grade as well. You've got 4+ grams in those holes, which if you think about that, four times even the average width is, if the average width is 15, that's still really nice intercepts. And so you can build up some nice gram meters, but it's this continuity of it which is important, because now again, when you go to model it next time, you have better continuity in the model. That'll build ounces hopefully, and certainly build confidence when you come to look at it and how you're going to mine it. So it's a really good development for the project. It's hard, people don't tend to look at them because they're not the 100 at 4.5, but they're still, in the scheme of drill results in gold deposits, pretty nice hits. So we're pretty happy with them.
Yeah, it all counts as you work towards this updated resource estimate to kind of glue it all together and to show that there's continuity there. I know that a lot of people would look at this, James, and think, gosh, you've got so much already there at Ikkari. Why even spend any focus or any time or budget on discovery drilling out and about on your property? But could you maybe speak to that, that there's while this is an exciting discovery and an exciting resource that's developing, you believe there's still quite a bit more to be found.
Yeah, it's that margin, that return on that marginal spend that you make. So, you know, I used to be a fund manager, so I used to watch exploration companies. They go and find maybe 1 million ounces, and then they sort of, everything would wind down. They'd spend all the money on PEAs, only to find out that, oh, if only they did more drilling or had a bit of a bigger project, it would be better. And they're like, oh, can I come have some more money now? So, and go back to it. Look, our policy is, if you look at the sort of returns we made on the money we invested at ICRI, you know, we probably invested, I think $9 an ounce is the number. The market's valuing those ounces maybe at like $170 and $180 an ounce. So you're talking a 20 times return on that money, that shareholders' capital that was expended. Now, we have to spend more money as a company, and we're well-financed to do that as we develop ICRI. But we want to make sure, we're making sure that we still spend that same sort of money, that budget of $5 or $6 million on regional exploration. Because, you know, if over 2 years, like it took ICRI, you spend $10 million or so on just on the ground drilling. By doing that, and then we find another ICRI, the potential for a value re-rate for the company and the opportunity to add immense value to this, to Rupert Resources and to the shareholders, is there. And it's important that our team, and they're very fired up, because this is a greenfields or a grassroots area. There's some big discoveries in the region, but really it's hardly been explored. So we still very much see the opportunity here to go out there and look for those other big deposits, certainly before anyone else finds them. And we don't, you know, let's see if there's another ICRI out there and give the shareholders that potential reward.
So James, besides some of this new targeting that you're doing in some of these new areas, as I mentioned, you do already have a couple other areas that have been drilled and have yielded some pretty good drill results. In your eyes, pecking order wise, what are you most encouraged about in terms of getting something to a resource estimate or bringing in another kind of high grade asset or deposit within this project?
I think, yeah, I think in the near term, obviously we see, you know, you'll see us hopefully build up on ICRI. You know, we still haven't found the extents of that. So we've got that. These satellites, Haina Central, Haina South, that's sort of your near term catalyst of potentially adding some resources there. Don't forget the mine that we actually own, part of Ara, back from the original. There's 500,000 ounces there as well. That's only 20 k's away. But I guess the way we're looking at it is that the Haina targets and ICRI, they sit in this sort of box we call Area 1. And we have a few other targets we're still working on in there. But we now have expanded our license package from, you know, to 700 odd square kilometers. And we have, you know, four other boxes that look like this Area 1, which are sort of 5 by 2 k's, like focus areas on the license. So we're pretty excited about working on those. The method that we found ICRI and these other discoveries, base of till drilling, good geophysics, that's all going on at the moment. You know, that's happening. And so, you know, we expect to be able to identify other things that we want to drill. So I guess without going into targets specifically, we just see a lot of excitement on the package, on the geological excitement on the package and potential to make some of the discoveries. So I guess watch this space is the answer to that.
Well, James, just remind everybody what the cash in the bank is and the company treasury and what the rough budget will be for 2022.
Yeah, so we just put out some financials last week. They're November 30 end, actually. So that was just under 50 million Canadian dollars. We have $11.5 million in warrants that Agnico holds, which have an accelerator on them in mid-February that come in. So that'll top up the treasury pretty nicely. In terms of spend at the moment, we're spending in the order of $3 million a month, actually, at the moment, so reasonably high spend. But that'll die off a little bit in the summer, so over the year, maybe, you know, $30-odd million. So we're pretty well funded this year. Certainly very comfortable to ride out any volatility in the market, for sure.
All right, James, very interesting following along here. Last year was a big year with that resource announcement, but you have another updated resource coming, plus that 80,000 meters of drilling that's planned, fully funded. Going to be another big year for the company. I'm very curious to see what other sort of discoveries you could make and what you could build out of Haina South, Haina North, and Haina Central. So James will follow up on the back of some more news. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. And Yeah, James, again, keep us up to date on the back of some more news. Thanks for the update today.
Thanks very much for your time. It was a pleasure to give you an update.